The ties that connect one generation to another were severed violently in many Alaska Native communities. First, the TB epidemic killed off many and imprisoned others in long-term hospital care. Then, government boarding schools took Native children away from their homes at an early age. Many, as adults, returning to their villages, struggled to reconnect with their culture and the responsibilities of making a home and raising children without guidance. Della Cheney told her daughter Elizabeth about her mother, Elizabeth's grandmother's struggle, trying to learn how to be a mother with no real experience of what it was like being mothered.
I think sometimes things happened in her life that brought back her being ashamed of having a dirty house or trying to figure out ways to be a mother because she didn't have her mother with her the time she was at boarding school. Knowing now what a mother is, I am so glad I had a mother that showed me how to be a mother. But she didn't. She talked with her mother once in a while, but in her mind, not face to face like you're doing to me. So I think that's why she has that special place in my heart. My father, too, holds a special place in my heart, too. But I think because Mom shared her story so much with me that she just made me come through some things that I probably wouldn't have if she didn't share that story with me. And they did all the right things. They cooked our dinner. We sat down together. They told us stories. They made us a strong person. From my mom sharing her story with me, I know that she will always be that mother in my heart that she missed. She became the mother she didn't have.
Della Cheney is 60. She spoke with her daughter Elizabeth Cheney for StoryCorps Alaska, a six-month project collecting the voices and experiences of Alaskans. Her stories and others are being archived in the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress.